This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash and only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
Yep. What's up with y'all, man? Happy Thursday, happy hour, all that flyness. Please like, share, comment, subscribe, tell somebody we over here. They should be here also, because we got nothing but more flyness coming. Appreciate y'all for that. First and foremost, before we get into this week's show, got a shout out to sponsor Rich Jewels.
This is Sippin' with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug here with Rich Jewels, the official sponsor of the Sippin' with Sammy podcast. Tap in with Rich Jewels, male or female jewelry, black owned, small business. Tap in with Rich Jewels, Sippin' with Sammy approves.
Shout out to Rich. And today is a good day. You know what I'm saying? Young lady, I'm going to let you introduce yourself to the people.
It's your girl, Pink Lee. I don't even know what you may know me for, but you know me for working hard. I put it like that, in a lot of different areas.
And that's perfect, because that was exactly what I was starting with. No, because I've been around you and for a lot of different ways, and usually when I'm at something supporting Boogie, you're there in some capacity.
Yes, always.
But you're there in every capacity.
Yeah.
Like, I seen you on the door. I said, oh, all right. She's nice. She was hosting and that was cool. I seen you on a microphone. I've seen you hustling.
Yeah.
I've seen you do spoken word, I believe. What don't you do?
Nothing. I do it all.
Why?
I do everything.
You Haitian?
You know, no.
Okay.
No, I'm not. All but right. But yeah, I guess I got the spirit of them, mm-hmm. right?
I like it.
I feel like, one, I'm really big on monetization of your passions. Like, I really, I'm really big on that. I feel like we should be able to enjoy our life and still sustain ourselves.
Monetize your passions. That's life.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it's very important. And I feel like I know what it feels like to be in a career field that may, you know, feel like you should be successful and you should be happy.
Ooh. Hold on, my bad. If you monetize your passions, they're not hobbies.
Exactly. I don't believe in hobbies. I only have brands, only have businesses.
See, Bug, I gotta keep up. I see what you did
there.
Yeah,
like I don't believe in
you
hobbies.
Slick. You slick.
I feel like, I know it to be true that if we put ourselves in these boxes where we're just like, oh, we're doing this to pay our bills, and then, you know, we're living the American dream where our bills are paid, we have our house, we have a car, our kids are cool, like we're good. No, we're not. We're unhappy, we're depressed,
and we're
stressed out, we're on a treadmill, we're on a hamster wheel. With the little thing dangling.
See, I don't
you never
want to compare us to hamsters, so I started saying treadmill because it felt a little palatable.
It does feel right. It does feel better. It feels better.
It's the same theory, though. And I just go, like, you're right.
Yeah. And I just feel like they keep us in this treadmill, and we keep going, and we never get to what we want. We never achieve that happiness that we think that we're working towards. But if we're doing what we love to do and we find a way to sustain ourselves off of it, no, it's not going to be the one thing. You're going to need to do multiple things.
Because the way that you have to pay taxes and the way that you have to do things to survive, whatever you're able to save more than likely is going to get ate up by inflation.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
If you do what the average person
the average
is able
person.
To do.
Right. Absolutely. And we never can catch up.
Right.
And so we're always trying to catch up. And we feel like once we catch up, we'll be happy finally. But there's no catching up. So you need to find the things that you enjoy, your passions. Find out how to monetize them. And then stay consistent with them.
So I was at the Hot Box situation, right?
Hot Box.
And we in there, and we smoking. Big smoke going on in there. You know what I'm saying? Like
hell,
big smoke.
Yeah.
And I'm in one of the rooms where, like, you know, them folk is smoking that year. So you got to be careful in them rooms because you forget that you still smoking when you not smoking. You know what I'm saying? So everybody in there is on, like, 7.5. You walked in and said, excuse me, I would like for everyone to come watch my performance. Emptied the room out. Then you shut the stage down, so I gotta give you a high five for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make some noise for that.
Yeah.
But I never seen you. That was a new energy from you that night. The first time I saw it.
Yeah, that's definitely new. I've So I have the album coming next month. It's called Sunflower and Gunpowder.
Let's go.
And it's all energy. Like, if you notice, for years my logo has been a gun with a sunflower coming out of it. It's always been my logo. I've been working on this album for that amount of time as well. It's very important to me to present myself in the way that I am now.
Oh, so that wasn't your spirit animal. That was what you was working on.
Yeah, like I've been, I've been on this. I just, it's now I can finally say it. Now I can, you know, I'm dropping singles. It drops next month. Everything is ready to go. So now I can finally talk about it confidently.
I like
and
it.
I keep it a secret because I know people, you know, be trying to steal stuff like, oh no, I was on sunflower gum. No, you weren't. It's been my thing. Because it describes me.
But you were serious about it because you held that for this long. Like, yeah. You didn't even say nothing.
No. Because I feel like everything don't need to be spoken about. I have so much. That's why I have so much going on. I have two podcasts. So I could talk about either one of my podcasts. I could talk about everything that I do with Stereotype. You know what I mean? And everything that we have going on in general. I could talk about Pink Drinks and not even focus on that. You know what I mean? Because I got so many different avenues, so many things to promote, so many things to post about, so many things, all the things.
What kind of vitamins you take?
Sleep and hard work. People, I'm obsessed with working hard. I feel like it really, that's the only thing that, it cures everything. It cures anxiety. It cures depression. Getting up and doing something and putting your all into it makes you feel better. So it cures all these little things that
there's
we
actually
let
science
eat up.
Behind that.
It literally is. Check out Words of Wisdom, y'all. Check out Words of Wisdom. Every week I put out a 3 to 7 minute video. And I break it down into clips. You guys might see them on Instagram, and they're all about self-improvement, self-help, and, you know, things along this line, because I think it's important that we try to be the best people we can be, because everything comes along with that. Once we make that our goal, everything we want just falls in line with it. Like, I'm literally living it out.
I heard that. Yeah. And I don't want to get away from the album. Let's stick to the album for a second.
Yeah.
The process, which is what I love to hear about. You said you took your time.
Yeah.
What does that look like? How often are you recording? Is the stretch waiting for the right sounds, the right collaborations, the right energy? Like, what goes on? Is it because you got 18 businesses? Or did you say, I'm putting this out in 2024?
You know what? It was just me taking my time, for sure. Mm-hmm. Right? And the sessions went like, the songs have been written, I can say, combined, like, over the last 3 years, here and there, just piece by piece, piecing them together. And I still have so much music that I'm sitting on from previous. I kept dropping, even though I was dropping mad singles last year, there was no album behind it. It was all singles. I was just like, all right, let me just drop these singles and just keep working on the album.
Because they don't fit this.
Yeah, they don't fit this. They don't fit it. But that was a little more, you know, a little more hyped up music. This is more like, hey, this is like what I'm going through. This is how I feel. This is what I think. This is how I perceive the world. And this is where I'm trying to go.
That's what I got from it. What you gave us that night.
Level up and things of that nature. Those songs are really important to me to let those messages shine. Excuse me.
We love talking about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But I tell you one thing. This album was done in two sessions. Mm. I did two sessions. Yeah, that was it. It was two sessions. I think one was two. Well, no, they both. I did 2 3-hour sessions.
Okay.
And then I did a final session, of course, just to, you know, listen to them and add, maybe take an ad lib or take out whatever. Like,
absolutely.
A little, you know, but other than that, it was done in two sessions. It was flawless. Shout out to Mixed by Brent.
Mm.
Shout out to Mixed by Brent.
Okay.
Listen, shout out to Mixed by Brent.
Okay, that's what
we're
doing.
He definitely, yes. Listen, Mixed by Brent, he made it so easy for me to create. Like, I cannot stand an engineer that's like, hold on, let me, okay. Right. No, because I'm one take. I'm 1, 2, 3 takes.
Oh, you Tupac.
Yeah, like I don't spend
Pink Pot.
Yeah, I'm Pink Pot. Cause I'm not gonna what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna practice my bars throughout the months, throughout the days, throughout, you know, whenever I can. So when I come to the studio, I'm on business. I don't want a lot of people with me. Don't like people in the studio with me. Boogie's the only person who could be in there because I know he's gonna give me something constructive. You know,
well,
what
FaceTime
I mean?
Me next time. I wanna see.
But I just don't like that energy. You know that energy when people just be having like, yeah, I need all my people in there. Like, why? Like, what are they? Why? What you?
A lot
you
of people just
for?
Waste space, resources, and slow shit up a lot of times.
And a lot of people, those same people telling you the wrong things or whatever, and you sitting here listening to them. Because you got to think, a lot of people are jealous, and we keep these people around us. And the ones who aren't there when we need them to be, but they're there when they want to be, we got to pay attention to those things, because it'd be the same one, people in the studio, no, like, make it like this. Oh, no, I was in the studio. I was basically writing their stuff. Or I was, you know, there's all these, I've heard so many different stories. We got to watch who we keep around us. So in the studio, it's best to just not keep anyone around.
My biggest pet peeve with the crowd, with my studio crowd, I'm not really numbers don't really bother me. When I say, yo, how that sound? And I don't get no feedback? Or you motherfuckers weren't paying attention? Like, if we in her session, I could talk to you and still be hearing what she's doing and still have my feedback ready for her. You see what I'm saying? So when it go dead, oh, y'all motherfuckers might as well get out. Because we trying to get somewhere. And I'm confident in what I did, but I want to see if you heard something.
Right.
You might have heard something. You might have. It might have been something that you was like, yo, you had something there and you ain't really emphasize it. You know what I mean? Or maybe if you let it breathe right there. Like, any little thing might even create a moment. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that. But I don't need niggas just there to drink all my beer and eat the pizza.
I feel like a lot of times that's what people
But like, see, and I think my crowd, what I benefit from is my crowd is usually artists.
Yeah.
I usually say, I got a 5-hour session. You want to pull up, slide if you can. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can make it out. And everybody's in there either trying to figure something out or they really into what's going on because they juices is flowing.
Right,
it's hard to watch creatives and not be creative. It's hard to watch a basketball game and a ball roll by you. You don't want to do this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I feel it. If you have the right people surrounding you, that's a beautiful thing. That's like literally the best because there's so many beautiful creations that can come out of that. But I don't play like that. I need like less than 2 people in that room.
I'm not mad at it because whatever it takes to get it done, like the creation is the thing. Even nowadays, we get more into the higher level of music that you produce, like hip hop. You have people that have help and have ghostwriters and this, that, and the third. Listen, I'm here for the song.
Right.
At this point, like, you know what I mean? And if that's what it took, if you had to stand on your head for 30 minutes to figure out how to rap on this beat, then that's cool.
That's whatever you
want. You know what I mean? That's cool. That's going to be one of them gems we tell them 10 years down the line. Like, you know, she stood on her head for this
job. Right. Really. And those are the stories that you tell that go crazy. Like, yeah, you know, the urban legend of Pinkley or whoever. You know, the little things.
Like, no, that's true.
They matter.
She's really demented.
They matter. She crazy. Like, don't play with it.
But see, I can see that you work like that because everything has to be efficient if you wear so many hats, if you juggling so many things, and you're in different roles in a lot of the things that you do. You're the head of a few things, but you also support on a regular basis as a business person.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't know what that's like. They don't understand that. Like, if they have to do one, they can't do the other at all. Like,
that's true.
Like, and I don't know if it's mentality, if it's people aren't good with organization, or you know what I mean?
I feel like that is a thing that people aren't good, but I'm not necessarily good at organization either. I just do what I have to do. Like, that's why I say you take your passions.
So and Tuesdays them. Ain't for the drinks and Wednesdays ain't for the sounds.
So what I do, I kind of have like I'd make a list every day. That's number one.
Every day
there's like a list. It could be like, so I've been lately, what I've been trying to do more is implement the times into the list because that's even buckling down even more.
Yeah, that's more specific.
But I have a general list. And like for the next day, what I'll do is if I don't finish everything in the list, I'll take it, copy and paste it, and it'll roll over. So I don't overwhelm myself. I don't stress myself out with things. Right now, I'm going through a weird phase like doing the album rollout and doing like other people's podcasts, but still having to keep up my podcast.
Absolutely.
And I have 2 podcasts.
Right.
So I have one I do alone, one I do with other people, but it's still... it's still a lot, right? Mm-hmm. But I know that if the podcast is dropping this date and it's airing, we're recording this date and it's airing this date,
right,
then in between, then I need to be getting my other podcast done in between. Like, it's just all about that. But like, yeah, it's so crazy, right? But you know what? I feel like I enjoy it. Like, I love it so much. I can't, and I still have other things outside of even all this. I still have a whole, like, other things in life. You know what I mean? So it's just about what you love to do, what you choose to do. And when you really want to do something, like I said, like that's why you choose your passion. When you really love to do it, you're going to want to put everything into it. When you really want something, you have a goal. Like, I have certain goals set in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I know what I want out of this. And at this point, it's all about learning how to attain those things. So once I learn how to obtain those things, like, and as I'm like, and as I know how, what I know now, like, it's nothing.
But
like,
you know what's so funny about that, right?
What?
Even though you're doing a great job of explaining it and everything lines up and it makes sense, you still can't simplify what you do.
No, because
there's no simplifying it. Like, no. It's still, every time you say it, if you say it and you break it down into the smallest term, it still sounds like a lot.
It is.
Because it's a lot. And that's cool. And I don't want you to feel like you have to defend it because it's an awesome thing. And I feel like, in a real way, you run until you can't, right? And then you take a break and you try to catch a second wind type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like that's what you're doing. I feel like you got missions, goals, and things like that. And I'm heavy on the hardest thing about getting out of bed in the morning is getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm. So just get out of bed.
You see?
Another, you know what, that helped me too? This helped me a lot. I recently saw this. So the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, you see three things. Pick up three things. Just if they're on the floor, if they're just on your dresser, like weird and you want to fix it, or like dirty towel, whatever it is, pick up three things. As soon as you get up in the morning, it's going to jumpstart your day. Three things. All you got to do is pick them up. It just gets you in that habit of doing something. You make your bed, you pick up three things, and you are ready to go for the day. Yeah, your L counts. Because wait, rolling up counts. Let's be clear.
Hold up.
Rolling up counts because you have to go get your bud. You got to break it down. You got to chop. You got to roll it. Like, that's an action.
Yo,
so that counts.
That's 33.3 the way there. You know what I'm saying? 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. I'm almost there.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I never even thought about it like that, but that definitely does count. It's just all about putting action into something. And like, if I think about everything that I do, will I do it? No. But I'm just like used to doing it. You know what I mean? You put yourself in this pattern. And like, again, like, I know what I want out of life. So I know I have to do all these things to get it. I'm an entertainer. That doesn't, back in the day, you could be a rapper or a singer and that was it. And that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to rap. You got to have a side hustle. You got to be multi-talented. All artists just have to be multifaceted now. They just have to.
We seen, what's it called? Unsung. And we seen 30 for 30. And we see how far that gets you. And the whole, like I say, run while you can. You don't have to wait till you 50 to open the rib shack.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? They were just talking about, I was watching Wyclef on 85 South, and he was talking about he did something with Flauge, the girl from LSU.
Like, okay.
She nice as hell on the court.
She
nice as hell in the booth. She ain't wasting no time waiting for one to burn out before the other. Right. You know what I mean? She's attacking them both at the same time, simultaneously, and still showing up to practice.
Yeah.
Nowadays on time. I heard she used to be late.
Yeah. Her and what's the other one she'd be with?
You talking about
Angel Reese, I think.
Angel Reese.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're cute girls. I salute them for being just like,
I love their energy, man.
I do, because that's what young black girls, that's what we need to see.
Mm-hmm.
Young black girls, like, they need to see that. And mm-hmm. as people always want to judge them and say, oh, they're ratchet. They're of their generation. Let's say that. They're of their generation. But they're sweet girls. They working hard. They getting to a dollar. They making their money. Like, they doing
they're
what they need to do.
They're intelligent. Like, if you ever watch them speak.
That's what I'm saying.
They not late to nothing.
No.
And they already getting their money.
Yes.
Yes.
And they know how to. And they're investing it in the right ways from what I understand. So.
That's dope. I didn't know that, but that's dope.
I know for the Angel Reese girl, just some things I had read. And I was like, see her, because she got that Nike or something, one of those. She got a huge deal with someone. Nike,
I believe she's Nike and Flauge is Puma.
Puma, yeah.
But I saw when she went to the TikTok offices and they did like a day in the life of Angel Reese, and she had to find an outfit for the next appearance, and she went to H&M and grabbed like a $20 shorts and the top, and I was like, I love that she showed that.
Yeah.
And she's a tall girl, but she's thin, so she could still fit it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she was like, I don't know, these around my size, and just get this and let's go. Like, and it was, and she put it together, but I'm like, that's dope too, because we putting too much airs on everything.
Exactly.
It's too, like you say, for young girls that's comparing themselves, like, no, you could just play basketball and be decent and put your little outfits together. You ain't got to wear Gucci.
Exactly. You don't have to put your money in the right places. Like, you think about the people who really have money, they don't put it on their back.
Mm-mm.
You don't see it.
All the billionaires wear the same thing every day.
Exactly. Like, people, I could do, I feel like I'm so into, I feel like I love that mentality that I feel like is now more prominent than it was. I feel like I've had this mentality for a while. I don't believe in, like, wasting money frivolously.
Mm-mm.
Like, I don't want to, I don't do name brands. And I don't do name brands for another reason I do name brands, is because the brand isn't paying me. I'm a brand in myself, right?
I do name brands. I don't do big lettering. And I do name brands clearance rec.
Yeah, clearance rec is different. I do anything quality clearance, right?
Anything
quality clearance, but I mean in terms of the logo.
Oh,
I like
that
you said that, because I don't like promoting other. I'm a brand myself, so you're not paying me to wear your logo. So why would I? What I do that?
Billboard is art.
Thank you. It's our billboard. That's what I'm saying. I got too many brands to promote. I got way too many brands to try to get out there. Get your pink drink, by the way. Pink drink. If you haven't had a pink drink, I don't know where you've been. At least everyone, a lot of people, almost everybody. At least
I'm not going to lie. They around.
Yeah.
They're around. Like,
They're available 24/7. You already know. Y'all just go to the Instagram.
So what does available 24/7 mean?
So that means that I always have them on deck. I'm always poured up. The most popular flavors are usually... The tequila red is making a crazy come up. I'm trying to tell you because it's been the cold green and the toxic tea.
But
people are loving the tequila red. And so I've been having it available more. But I just have it available. You can do pre-order. But if you don't do pre-order, you just kind of have to choose from what I have available. I'll do an Uber Connect to you. And you can get your product. Or you can come pick it up.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. So how long you been pink drinking?
Pink drink is almost 3 years old.
Oh, so I've been around for the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people didn't realize. Like, I'm very confident in how I speak, and especially when I'm selling something, like presenting my brand. So a lot of people may have already thought Pink Drinks was, like, a brand for forever.
Like, you was dug in already, yeah.
No, we're fairly new. That's we're less than 5 years old.
That's fly.
Yeah. I just go hard with whatever I'm doing. So, and I feel like to make the sale, I'm confident in my product, too. That's another thing, like... my drinks are actually good. Like, I have some people... I shout out to Buzz the King. Buzz the King was, like, so in love with the drink. He made a song about it and asked me to get on it.
Oh.
And it was, like, a lit. And now it's, like, the pink drink thing. So I was literally
That's
called
fire.
Pink Drinks. Like, so, and it's, like, a reggae type inspired. So it was definitely giving those vibes. So, like...
I like that.
Yeah. Like, I was, like, you know, people really seem to like them. I'm going to keep going with them. And, yeah.
What did you learn or what advice would you give about vending? Because, like, I remember a lady said one time, you make more money standing up behind your table than sitting down. And that's just something small.
That's only the beginning. And I
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I've vended at so many events where people looking at me with the side eye because I'm just putting, just you know how I be at the event with my little bag, putting my money up so nobody get to it, you know? But I've watched so many people give me the side eye. But I've watched them give me the side eye while I'm standing up and they're sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, like, you have to get up, be engaged, look like you care, look like you care about your product. Another thing I do when I vend my drinks, I always have sample cups. Unless I only have them bottled. If I only have them bottled, you're kind of SOL. But usually at an event, yeah, I usually have like my pourer, so I usually have like samples available because I stand on my product. I don't mind you trying it before you buy it. Another thing I encourage people to do.
And then she says, "Hold on, I gotta go on stage real quick. I'll be right back."
Yeah, watch my table. I'll be back.
My bad. That's
no, really hilarious.
I'm like, she up here now.
Yeah, I'd be everywhere. But I'll tell you another thing. With vending, even aside from like all the things of like presenting, right? When you look at where you want to vend, because I've been going through this lately, you want to be asking certain questions. You want to know how many people are going to be in attendance. You want to know how many people were in your last attendance. Do you have proof? Do you have footage? Do you have anything? Like, people get upset because they go to these events and two people show up. And it's like, well, did you look at anything that they've done before? Have they ever had more than four people show up? So what makes you think it was going to be eight this time? Or right, whatever. Like, and I also know for me, I know that.
And at that point, you're going on faith anyway.
You're going on faith, right?
But you should, fault.
But make an educated guess. You know, at least get some type of like, you know, like who was there? Who all was there? Oh, did somebody not know was there? Or do you have, so you don't have any footage of any event that you did. It's things like that that matter that you got to think about. And you want to ask the right questions when inquiring about events. That's people's biggest mistake. They're not even asking the right questions. They're just vending any old event, getting up there, and then like, oh, I didn't make any money. But my main thing is, obviously, you know, stereotype is home. That's gang gang. So I always vend at a stereotype event.
Absolutely.
And it just so happens that we always do events. So, like, I always have places to vend. So when I'm reaching out to vend, I'm very particular because I don't, it's not a necessity.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm pushing my brand so many different other ways. Like, if y'all don't have y'all stuff together, then I'm just going to have to leave y'all where y'all at.
You know what advice I just thought of? Because I thought about it. I went to the biggest flea market in the city, the Hood flea market on Broad Street. And I was talking to somebody that was vending, and they was like, yeah, we got here like 7 in the morning. There was motherfuckers already out here. Like, and one thing you need to know, when you start putting your product out, these other motherfuckers that vend, they really do that. That's like, it's like the difference between saying we going fishing tomorrow, but you going out where all the fishermen be. They be out there at 5 in the morning, loading the boat, ready to pull off. You pull up at 8, ain't no fish left. Ain't no fish in the ocean.
That's real. That's so real.
You know what I'm saying? So, vending is very similar that way. Like, you got to really pack up for the whole day. Get an early start, get a nap, go to bed early the night before. Both is what I'm saying.
Yeah, both.
Get a nap the day before and go to bed early. So, you get up at 3, load the car, get your move on.
Yeah.
Because prime real estate, where's the outlets at? And where's the lighting at? And you know what I mean? All of that is a thing.
That's so important. I was going to say, that was another thing I was going to touch on. That's important too, knowing where you're location in terms of like how the event is set up, your location. You should be in a prime spot. I'm always big on that because I need for people to see, because I'm one of those people who are like, once you come up and have a drink, I already know you're gonna come back for more. I'm not even worried about you. Like,
that's how I used to be at the house parties.
Yeah, you kind of you got it. If you know
you know,
like,
saying?
You know, like, everybody's love me. Yeah, that's how it be. Like,
I was like a dating app.
Just
we'll hook everybody up tonight. Y'all good. You go.
Yeah,
home,
that's how
something.
It is.
You go.
Listen,
home, you good.
But
you good.
Yeah, so I don't know. Get y'all pink drinks and make sure y'all tap in with pink drinks, because y'all be able to find these in your locals very soon.
Now, you've mentioned stereotype a few times. Break it down for the people.
Stereotype sound sessions, breaking all the stereotypes. Curating events, providing opportunities for artists. I work with them in doing that. Just there's nothing that as a whole organization that does not offer to any, and for artists, like anything you could think of, if it's streaming, if it's playlisting, if it's campaign, if it's ads, if it's videos, if it's photography, if it's performances.
If you need a pickup truck. Oh.
Like, yeah, like I literally could go on for hours. There's nothing that is not offered. There's nothing like... if you need some interviews, there's what on Stereotype Radio. I have Ranting, Raving, Misbehaving with Dre and Key. Shout out to them.
Mm-hmm,
Blizzy B. Paco has Hood Politics, and then we've got Steph and Tay with Love, Marriage, and Travel. So that's already three podcasts right there. So you think about like an artist who starting from let's say one single, we can get you some streams. We can play you on the station, get you some streams. We can get you some pictures. We can get you some videos done. If you need some ads on anything you're promoting, anything going, we can get that done for you. Then you can turn around and go and get three different, you know, appear on three different podcasts. Then we can take you to Open Vibe Philly, get you performing on stage for a little bit. Then we can take you to one of the showcases that we do quarterly. Like, what? You see what I'm saying? Like,
I've
we can literally take an artist who just started.
Dope artists at Open Vibe.
Yeah.
That
me too.
I keep seeing, actually, and I've had a few of them on my own concert series.
That's lit.
Check
that's
it
lit.
Out. Shout out to Boogie and y'all for recommending some folks for me. We had a great night. Minus the technical difficulties, we pulled off a good night for my birthday. But
I remember. I think I
was
remember
out of my
that
mind
one.
That
yeah,
night. Out of my mind that night.
That was
man.
A good night.
But it's quality over there. It's talent over there, and it's originality over there. And I wouldn't expect anything less because of how you guys carry it. You know what I mean? None of the y'all see through the bullshit, and y'all own some cool shit.
Yeah,
like we literally had an open vibe in the woods and shit one day.
Oh, that was a smoke fest. That was a smoke party. That was so fun.
And motherfuckers performing in the woods.
That was such a
and
fun
get high
night.
And
man,
weed vendors everywhere. I bought my little collapsible love seat out there.
Oh yeah, that is crazy.
Like, I mean, like, that really be cool shit. Like, we doing everything from hippie shit to rock star shit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And that's kind of my zone. They
it's
say
for everybody.
They say I'm half hippie, half rasta.
I get those vibes. Those are good vibes though. Like that's good vibes from both sides.
It was a shot when it was thrown and I liked it. I was like,
somebody was like hate.
My man was like, you like a whole hippie rasta? I'm like, I'll go with it.
Yeah, we'll rock out.
You see, I repeated it.
But watch your mouth, though.
Yeah, like, I don't know how you meant it, but...
But I like it.
I can't really argue it.
Yeah, right?
I sound stupid.
I was like that growing up. I was like, always, like, my mom used to call me Flower Child. That's kind of where the logo comes from. You remember, like...
You ain't like to wear shoes?
I was, yeah, like that, but just more the way I dressed and my way of life and my thinking, and I was always one to question everything.
She used to
just
let you pick your clothes when you was young?
No, so one thing, I'm a pastor's kid, so literally up until I was 16, my mom picked out my clothes for church until I was 16 years old, yes. For church, she picked them out, yes.
So where did you show your flower style at?
At school. I didn't wear a uniform. I didn't wear a uniform, so I was able to wear, like, my long, flowy skirts. Like,
okay.
I went through, like, in high school, I went through a phase of everything. I had, like, a punk phase, like, a punk goth phase for a year. I did hippie for 2 years. I did, like... I tried a little off the shoulder 80s thing, but they wasn't, it wasn't connecting. But I always did my own thing. Like, this was before people were wearing all the 80s stuff. Like, I was ordering off Amazon.
Been in three different coming of age movies.
Yeah, no, for real. But I was finding who I was. Like, I
who did high school better than you?
No, yeah.
Nobody.
Like, I was really just into a lot of different things, but I'm more into, like, finding out what I'm into. What I'm into, if you get what I'm saying. So, like, mm-hmm. if I find something I like that interests me, I'm going to be like, oh, let me research this. Oh, I like the way this looks. Let me put this together. Like, I'm not afraid to take that chance and just be me. Like, that's the one thing I'm not afraid to do. So, if you saw me punk rock last year, oh, she wearing them long hippie skirts and stuff. Now, what's she on? I'm on whatever I want to be on because I'm true to myself. Yo, like, women, it took me a minute to get like that.
Only but. Women can do that. Like, women put on a pair of glasses and they are a nerd or a secretary all day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it just, like, it,
yeah.
I know who you was yesterday. Take them damn frames off.
No,
stop talking to
that.
Me like that today.
Yo, you ever see those memes on Facebook where they're always like, he can't break up with me. I'm just going to switch my wig and I'm Karen now or whatever. Like, yeah, be like stuff like
I used
that.
To work for a chef, old white guy, and I don't know if he was Italian, old Italian boy, and he used to always brag about, well, you know, my wife does hair, so I always have a different girlfriend every week, so I'm good. And it was like she told him the joke and he ran with it. But this was years ago, like, you know what I mean? He used to say it all the time, like, you know how people would come visit, hey, how you been? Da, da, da.
Yeah.
That joke would come up, and I'd be like, yo, man, she is cheating on you. Never mind.
Be my business, right? But Sunflower and Gun Powers, I do want to shout out DJ Wilk, because DJ Wilk, I hit him up and was like, yeah, I need beats for this album. Like, I'm have like a, like I had a selection of beats that I was writing to that I was just like, yeah, no.
When you say I need beats for this album, are you specific about the energy? Or?
No, because this is someone, so DJ Wilk is someone who I've worked with over the years, right? Mm-hmm. So he's produced for me before. So he kind of like, he knew my style, but the thing was this album is so different from all my other projects and from everything else I've put out over the years that I kind of wanted him to not have a direction. Like, I wanted him to just give me something and see what I could do with it because I didn't have a particular sound. I had a, with this album, there's a message, there's a mood, there's an energy with it, mm-hmm. but I didn't have like a type of music in mind. I didn't have like a beat style or a sound. Like, I didn't know what instruments I wanted in these beats. Like, I didn't know what I wanted. I just knew I wanted this message and this mood and this energy to be brought across. And from the selection that he sent, I was able to find the whole thing. So shout out to him. He did the whole album, actually.
Do you think he advanced your style through the production?
Because I don't want to say advanced it. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, excuse me. It wasn't important, but I was saying based on the fact that he already was in tune with what you had done and the fact that you are growing, you know what I mean? Do you think that he was intentional about what he sent you with that in mind?
That's actually a good question. I don't know.
Gotta ask him, huh?
Yeah, I gotta ask him. That's interesting. I don't think so. I don't think he was. I think that he more was like, because he's a person who just constantly makes beats. So I think he just was like, oh, I just have these. Like, yeah, let me send you a pack.
Pack you out.
It was a lot of beats. I'm not gonna hold, like, usually a beat pack be like, what, 5-10 beats? It was like 20 beats in there or something like that. Like, I had a select, I could do probably another EP if I wanted.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you know, that's a blessing. Everybody don't get them, right?
Yeah.
But you
kind
of said it, like, a beat pack usually 5-10 joints. Like, yeah. No, man, listen.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a
niggas
nice
niggas are three you to death.
No. I'm gonna do more than three. I'm gonna do more than three.
Yo, you like some of them? Let me know which ones you like. I see three more. What?
Stop baby feeding me. Give me the full meal.
Yo,
like, no.
Can you pull up? Like,
yeah, we're gonna have to make something to aside. But he was amazing with that. I appreciate him for that. So he ended up doing the whole album. And it's so important. So there's one thing I want you guys to know. Level Up. Y'all need to play that every day when you wake up. It's going to affect your day. It's going to change your day. You listen to Level Up, it's just going to affect your day. Like, it's nothing but affirmations. A lot of the songs on this album are nothing but affirmations mm-hmm. that rhyme. For real, for real. So
that's just being intentional?
Yes, very intentional. That goes along with words of wisdom. And just like, there came a time in my life where I was like, I want better, and I want to be better. I want to do better. I want better around me. Like, everything is just better, better, better. Like, I want better, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, well, how do I do that? it was like as simple as that. And then it was like, okay, well, change your, like, the people that you're around, change like where you're at, like where you're hanging out, mm-hmm. change what you're doing. You know what I mean? And things of that nature. And once that was like, once I could under, like, finally understand it and like get it, like it clicked. And that's why Words of Wisdom came about. We're on episode, this will be 88 this week. We've been mm-hmm. going every week. So like, you know, things of that nature. That's how I kind of relate to the people and also and get out how I'm feeling. Words of Wisdom is always based on something I've gone through or a conversation I've had. It's always coming from a real place. And it's never coming from a place of like, let me tell you. It's coming from a place of, girl, let me tell you, because I just went through this. You don't want to go that route. Go this route, you know, and things of that nature. So I think that the Words of Wisdom and the album could literally just go hand in hand. Like, they could just like literally be cousins because they're all on the same energy. Just being better, self-improvement.
That's fire. I think that, and I thought of this based on what you just said about, which doesn't seem hard for you, change my environment, change the people I'm around, change how I want to think. Like, you've been doing that since high school. Yeah. But at the same time, people are like environment junkies. Like, they're addicted to their social being status, whatever surroundings. They don't think that they could necessarily be that elsewhere sometimes. Like, there's a lot of fear that goes with people leaving. I mean, we in Philly, people don't leave their neighborhood.
People don't leave their neighborhood. Like, people are afraid, but people are afraid because they don't believe in themselves. If you believe in yourself, if you believed in yourself, think about everyone who's listening. If you think about if you believed in yourself 100% and put 100% into what you believed in, there is nothing you cannot do. It's going to take time. See, the thing is, people don't have the patience. You don't have patience because you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe it can even happen for you. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you're not going to stick it out. Mm-hmm. But if you really believe it can happen for you, you're going to stick it out. You're going to keep going. It's not going to happen overnight. It is a marathon. What did Nipsey tell us? Mm-hmm. It is a marathon. He mm-hmm. was not lying. It's going to keep going and keep going. And then once you get to that goal, right, you're going to be looking at it and be like, yo, now I got 40 more goals. Mm-hmm. It be like that. And if it's not like that, then you're doing the wrong thing and doing it the wrong way. Like, you need to always be you have to believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, you're going to stay in the same neighborhood you've always been in, because you're going to be scared. Well, I don't know if they're going to like me out there. Make them like you.
That's why I literally salute people that move to another state, especially by themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I went to I wasn't even far, a couple hours away in Baltimore for college. Everything's different.
Yeah.
I can't get the bull around the corner to do my brakes. I got to pay full price. I got to really get an inspection. Like, yeah. Everything feel like it's triple now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because all the little ins and outs that I used to abide by, they don't exist out here. And to figure some of them out, you could put yourself in danger.
Yeah.
You can expose yourself too much. Yeah. So it's better to just take the walk, but it's like, it's not so easy no more. Like, you know what I mean?
Especially in Philly. I feel like Philly has this, like, even though there's so much divide and hate in Philly, there is some love still. And there's some, like, camaraderie that people don't realize.
Environment. Change the people
you're around.
It's
like,
around.
I think that if you don't, like,
look at that board. There's a lot of love on that board.
There's a lot of love in Philly, right? I feel like I don't really subscribe to the fact or the same facts that normal people do when it comes to Philadelphia. I see different sides of Philadelphia, good and bad, right? And one of the good things I see about Philadelphia is, like, when it comes down to the music scene and just the art scene and creative scene in general, there's so much camaraderie. Like, you think about everyone who's,
I just said,
like,
this on Monday on a live stream. Go ahead.
That's so crazy. If you look at, like, there's, like, 10 different, maybe, curators, we can say, who's, like, been doing things somewhat consistently. There's maybe, like, five, we can say, who's been doing consistently. Mm-hmm. But, you know, all these people that you see them in the same kind of spaces. Mm-hmm. And you usually see them all in one space, and then you'll see the rest of them kind of scattered here, there.
Because
there's
Philly has had that for generations. Our city is kind of set up for that. Mm. They'll tear down the nightclubs, but they don't tear down the creative scene. Like, you can't. You can't. We was the ones that had the 5 spot and all of that back in the day. Generationally. Wow. Just think about who came out of the 5 spot. Everybody. Everybody was there. Everybody was there watching each other do what y'all do at Open Vibe. It was the same thing. It was people, like-minded people on a different energy that was like, yo, we gonna go be creative with people that respect what we respect. And we're going to have fun and we're going to support each other. And then we're going to carry that on when we see each other outside of here. Or when we go on social media and we see you got a t-shirt. You know what I mean? That's how you get on, what was it called? What was the web page that the Roots and all them used to be on, the chat room? Damn, I forget what it was called. But it birthed a lot of the journalism, a lot of the podcasters that you see now. Like Jinx and all them came from there, huh? Okay Player. Okay Player.
Oh, Okay Player.
Okay Player was a big deal, but it was spearheaded. A lot of it was Philly. Mm-hmm. It was Philly. It was the energy that we had. It was the soul scene. It was the hip hop scene. It was the live instrumentation that's always, we've always had creative and we always had boxing.
Yeah, that's true. That's
they never true. Die in that's Philly. That's true. And that's what I was saying on Monday.
Yeah, that's so lit. And I feel like, you know, that's so crazy about Philly too. Like, I have this new obsession with neo-soul. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never, like, not to, granted, not that it wasn't, like, around
so
me.
So neo-soul isn't a curse word.
Neo-soul? Is that a curse? Is that bad? It's I don't debate. Know. Am it's I a debate. Is a debate going? It's wait, debate. Fill
it
me
was
in.
A debate at one point.
Oh,
because
okay.
like neo soul, new soul, soul, like you know what I mean? Like
I guess
why classify?
People but, get so touchy about the boxes
because artists are sensitive about their
they shit. I know, and I'm one of them, so I can't even be mad at them. But I can't. What I do want to say is that like it's such a Philadelphia genre for me. Like mm-hmm. it's so like. You can be from other places and attempt it, but no one is going to do it like how they do it here. Like, and I'm going to tell you something, like, it has been, like, oh, like, now that I'm, like, because I've been, so I'll give you some context. Like, I was super into, like, very commercial music, right, for a very long time, like, forever. Like, not that I wasn't into, like,
I was
going like,
to ask
indie.
You why now, neo-soul, but go ahead.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, that's some context. Like, so, not that I wasn't into other indie music, but it was just, like, really commercial, and now I can appreciate it so much, and I can draw inspiration when I'm around certain places in Philly, like whether it be downtown or somewhere like some random park that someone just like did a bunch of art. And I can kind of like make the connection from the music to the art to the way I feel. And like, I don't know, I just appreciate it so much. So like, shout out to the Roots for having things like OK Player, because those types of things like brought neo soul to where it is now, to where I could be like, oh no, I've made the transfer. I can't listen to Drake anymore.
It's and sober. It's funny listening to you just reminds me of the Jill Scott interview when they asked her where did she get her inspiration for her music, and she said, I just sometimes get them go to Philly and hop on the subway. Mm-hmm. She said, I just ride the subway and people watch.
Yeah, I used to.
You know what I mean? I'll just walk around the parks. Like the way that her videos come across is literally how she come up with the songs, like type of thing. And it's like, that's what it is here. Like, I remember a few years back, Jim Jones had dropped a new project in the middle of his good project run, because Jim been on a little run, right? And we was on our way to New York. We was on our way to Fashion Week. That's what it was. As soon as we hit the bridge, my man was like, I put the Jim Jones on. Yo, it sound different when you ride it in New York City. Like, it just do.
It's a different feeling.
West Coast music, like, you appreciate it different mm-hmm. if you, you know what I mean? If you, Miami, like, it's just... We need to get amongst the things that bring us back to what's naturally here so that we can feel it and have our own interpretation of it.
Yeah, that's definitely a real thing, too. I love that you just said that, like, the different, just different parts in the country and just being in them and having the music. Like, like, I feel like some Nelly ain't going to hit the same if I'm not in Missouri. Like, it's
motherfuckers
not going to hit
said
the
they
same,
hated
like,
Bruno Mars. I said,
like
you ever heard
like,
him at a pool bar before? You ever sitting at a pool bar? You can listen to the whole first album and you won't blink. You will groove.
It.
Like, it's just
I believe it's
vibes.
One of things.
You
one
know,
of things.
Wherever they was at, where they created. That's why some gangsters, they get money, they go to Miami, that album come mm-hmm. out garbage because they need to be back in the basement.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Or at least on the 13th floor somewhere, but they don't need to be in paradise making this music.
See, that's the thing. When you take away the realness of music, mm-hmm. in music, mm-hmm. you get less quality music. And I know this from experience. Like, my music used to be, I used to try to make my music one way. Like, when I say try, I used to force myself to make music one way, this way, all the time. Got to be like this. Today you need to write a song about this. Today you need to write. I used to be like that with myself. Crazy, right? Because I thought I had the wrong ideas. And I kept thinking like, oh, I need to be this way or this way. And I would try to force that way, right? And once I realized that, like, just being real about myself, being true to myself and letting that out is going to have so much, it's going to have long-lasting effects, whereas this music that I'm just putting out that's trying to be like something is going to have that, it's not even going to have that quick buzz and disappear. It's not going to get nothing. It's not going to get the traction that I'm looking for. And I think a lot of people put, they try to make their music or try to make their persona, their image or whatever in one way. And then when they get discouraged, because that's not the way you're supposed to do it. So once you get discouraged enough, you kind of give up and say, oh, I tried. But no, you didn't try the right way.
Because you didn't tap into that vein.
Right. You didn't tap into that vein. You didn't tap into yourself. Mm-hmm. You didn't even think about like what you wanted to create. You thought about what you should be creating or what you need to be creating for this and that. And I know people give up off of that. Because if I wasn't as strong-willed as I was, I should have been giving up. Because I was doing it for years. Mm-hmm. Making trash. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say trash because people love the song and I do too. They're not trash. But when I think about the meaning, like what did I want for you to get?
You three stacks with it.
Yeah, like, I want you, when you listen to this album, Sunflower Gunpowder, when you listen to it, you're going to walk away questioning some things about yourself. You might think, oh, wait, do I have a habit of self-sabotaging myself? Because it's a song called Self-Sabotage that just dropped, actually, Friday.
Do I have a habit of self-sabotage?
Yeah, do you think? You're going to ask yourself these questions.
Just cut it there. Myself is redundant. But what I was about to say was, I always looked at the studio like the basketball court. Mm.
Like, had a conversation today. Okay. I was joking about something about pop songs and some such and such made that was a pop song. And she was like, yeah, that was a pop. Oh, Schoolboy Q record on Collard Greens. I was like, is that a pop song? And she was like, yeah, that was a pop song. And I'm like, I never thought of Collard Greens as a pop song, but all right. And she was like, you made pop songs before.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. I didn't realize it because I don't, you know what I mean? I don't, I never boxed anything in. I try everything. I like to have fun. I like to see what's cool. And I like to vibe with producers.
Yeah.
So I just step up to the challenge more so. I'm not as assertive about... My assertion and my messaging is in what I'm not going to talk about. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to add to the problem.
Mm-hmm. I feel problem. That.
So, like outside of that, I'm going to even say something, we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I feel that too. And I feel like, but that's, you're still being intentional about it, right?
Yeah, that's so, where my intention lies.
Yeah, it's where it is. I feel that. And I feel like I'm just stuck on the fact that you're like, yeah, a lot of songs that we don't think are pop songs because pop, people have this weird
pop
perception.
Means it's popular.
Like,
but I don't even know how big that record actually made it because it was something that I would have heard anyway. It's not one of those songs that like, it has to be
record,
pop
though.
Because it made it to me. It was Schoolboy. Like, it was in my algorithm.
But that was, I would agree that that was like a hip hop. Like, there's like a hip hop, and I feel like that was one of the
things. It was a huge festival record, which makes it teeter on those lines at a certain point, too, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, there's different logistics now.
Yeah, that's true.
And we can't go by streams.
That's so true.
Because of all of the manipulation of whatever and how many platforms you would have to account for and what's the value of each. Like, it's just too many things that, like,
to account for. Yeah.
Like, I guess we all just making pop music now. We the number one genre.
Yeah. Technically, yes. Because it's the most popular genre. And that's the crazy thing to think about.
Get you a drink, bro. What you doing? You all right? You pink drinking? All right, my bad.
Listen, pink drinking.
No, he looks sober.
You ain't sip your, because look how little
he looks sober.
Because
I ain't want to mix a tequila with the yak and have to hold this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
But,
you might pass out. I was like, you might pass out with all that.
No, because I know how you do. I've had pink drinks before.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Because I know you're not like a mixed drink type of person. So I was like,
oh, but I had yours before. I always try my folks. And some folks I just don't do no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I'm keeping it real. But, like, no, if I'm around y'all and y'all like, yo, and I know that that's legit, yeah. I'm with it. Like, I don't eat out of everybody's kitchen type of thing. So, like, there's levels with me.
Yeah. I feel like that's another thing with the entrepreneurship.
Like, I don't get edibles from everybody for that reason.
No, you can't.
Just because there's drugs in it, you take it from that person? Anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's another thing with entrepreneurs. A lot of people think like, oh, I'm just going to start a business and I'm just going to sell platters out my kitchen. It's going to be great. And it's like, there's no thought, there's no effort, there's no standard of like quality on your flyer. So what makes you think I'm eating that food? Because I feel like that's a big thing. I see a lot of people like wanting to be entrepreneurs. If you're going to do something, do it the right way. Put everything into it. Invest in yourself. Invest in like quality of work. Because I remember the days when I used to hold up my phone and go like this and be like, listen to my song. And nobody listened to my song. And I kept wondering why nobody would do it.
I hired people and
shout out to Code Green Media.
Selfies Media ain't does promo all, unless you selling eyelashes and makeup anyway.
I don't need to see this in anybody's. If you're making a video, I don't want to see you go. I don't want to see, it drives me crazy. And I think it just, it for me, is lack of care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to come, I'm not trying to come at people. I just want to like, because I feel like I said before, people who don't know these things, they get discouraged and they give up. Right? Because they don't know what they're doing wrong. But if you can like hear something somewhere, or even from me or whoever, and you can realize what you're doing wrong and change it, that might change the trajectory of your success. Like,
you dead right. You ain't said nothing wrong.
I know, but I feel like a lot of times I'm like, I don't want to comfort nobody. I don't want people to feel like I'm coming down because I'm so, I've never been a serious person, but I'm so serious about all my brands and my passions and my mm-hmm. businesses that I feel like I get so serious that I'm almost like, and I'm like, I don't want to like freak anyone out. I don't want people to feel like I'm coming down on them. I don't want people to feel like I'm judging them or anything, because I just know what it feels like to be on that treadmill and not getting anywhere. And then to finally start seeing success off of changes being made. I'm always going to like offer advice when I can. Drop gems when I can. Check out Words of Wisdom every week, y'all. I'm telling y'all.
She talking that talk right now, yeah. Man. I ain't going to lie, because there's a lot of times and ways I be wanting to say these things. But a lot of the times it would sound like I'm coming for a certain demographic or something like right. that, and it won't be received well from me.
Right.
But you are dead right. Like, it is lazy, yo. And then, like, we started off talking about food. When you go live in your kitchen, I don't want to see you dancing while you waiting for the greens to cook. Like, that don't make me want to buy the platter. Like, I don't understand what be going on. Like,
no.
Y'all don't show us nothing. Bartenders ain't made a drink in years on camera. Every joint they twerking or it's a selfie. Come yeah. see me tonight. What drink do you specialize in?
Right.
Do you have a specialty beverage?
Do you, have
you
a
guys
pick?
Have drink specials? Like, everything ain't about just you being cute, baby.
No.
And some of y'all ain't as cute as y'all think y'all are, because y'all only take pictures from one angle. That's why y'all need a photographer.
With a little filter on there.
Oh, my God. I mean...
Don't you love what they're doing in the video? They turn this way and the eyelash be over here just switching.
Yeah.
I love that.
Don't... Yo.
Just be fluttering in the wind.
Don't promote your business based on how bored you be in your own house.
Yeah, literally. That's another thing. People would be like, "Oh, my business is failing," and it's just like you only promote when you feel like it. I set an alarm some mornings to wake up, to be like, "Oh, I gotta get that post out early," and then I'll wake up earlier than needed to make sure that post is out, because it needs to reach a certain amount of people. And I know if I send it out at this point, I can send it out. I can get it out. It's going to reach it. It's going to get the engagement that I needed to get. It's going to promote what I need to promote. Like, you got to be that dedicated to it. You can't be like, oh, damn. All right, let me wait. All right, I got somebody post this. That can't be the energy, because that's going to be the success, the energy of the success as well. It's only going to match. Like, if you're putting in 75% and expecting 100%, you're dumb.
Absolutely.
Like, it's never going to work for you that way. You got to put in 100% if you want it.
Now that this project is coming out, I know you excited about that. You know what I mean? It's rollout season. People go get the message.
Yes.
And I'm sure you built up with the man, because I seen you performing songs live already.
Yeah.
But, like, what do you expect your pivot, your next move to be musically? What do you think you need to accomplish next time around? Because this was intentional about this. And this was 4 years. So I'm sure that... When you stop thinking, or do you have something on deck that's like, well, this might be the next thing I piece together?
Well, I'll say this. Shout out to Boogie Mandela. He's crazy with the beats. Anybody who needs beats, shout out to Boogie Mandela. He got them for you. So I've got actually two projects actually written to somewhere close to 15 of his beats already. So that could be two projects that I could put out whenever I so choose. All I got to do is go lay them. They're already written, done.
Dope.
So music-wise, I'm just taking my time. I'm just going to do this rollout because I know and I still have songs from that could drop at any time, other singles that I could drop in between. So I feel like right now I just want to focus on this album, nurture it, promote it the best ways I can, do everything I can to make sure it hears all ears it can hear. And I think past that, I'm just going to play it by ear. Like, knowing that I already have an album that could follow up some fun God Butter that I could drop in and go late and drop it anytime gives me that freedom to kind of like... explore and do what I want to do, you know what I mean, in terms of that. So it kind of helps that all the brands are one and the same, like the drinks go with the events and the music, everything kind of, everything is going hand in hand. So I think I'm just going to just nurture my baby, which is Sunflower and Gunpowder, and see where I go from there. Just knowing that I confidently can say, like, okay, if somebody was like, wait, if I go super viral today and I need to keep putting out music, I know I can at least put out the 15 songs. Maybe 25 if we're going off old and new. You know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't even rush it. So 15 no. is enough. Just pace them 15 and get yeah. done what you got to get done, and then the rest will come organically.
Facts. I just, yeah, I feel like as soon as I'm nurturing, I'm also working on a Words of Wisdom book. All my episodes, I'm turning them to a book, which is, let me tell you, when y'all trying to get a book, it is a crazy process. For
episodes or chapters?
So episodes are, yeah, will be chapters.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 87 episodes. I'm going on 88, so.
So there's 4 books.
In the making, potentially. We're working on the one for right now, but that's one thing I'm going to tell y'all. Like, that's the hardest thing for me, making myself sit down at the computer and type.
Mm.
That's hard for me. Even the episodes are, the chapters are almost written. They're already episodes. I just have to take in, you know, and I do notes with my episodes. I don't just wing it. I have actual notes. I sit down and do notes before I do them, so I really could just take off my notes, but it's still something about sitting down, let me write my book, and it's like, oh, I want to go do this. I need to go do that. I need to keep moving. But yeah, I'm working on it. So I think the book will probably be the focus before another album.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm not mad at that. I mean, shit, I can't tell. Like, either way, it wouldn't matter because you wear 18 hats.
Yeah, I just got to keep going. Y'all might see me pick up something new. Y'all know I cook, so I don't know. Keep on the lookout. I might do a little, I might do a little cooking video on a TikTok. You know, I mean, I don't know. Like, everything. Like I said,
but show us you cooking. Oh, my bad.
Now, yeah, I'm gonna show y'all. It's a clean space, clean area. Gloves on, hands washed. Which I want me to wear a mask. Which I want me to do.
I just
want
to see stuff simmering and bubbling and wrist working.
Yeah,
and
you won't see me. You will not even see me. I don't dance. I don't know. I don't get into all that. I'm not like a, like, I hit my little two-step and I'm cool. I don't do all that twerking. She's a bopper. Yeah, I'm not getting out there twerking. I'm not bending nobody. I'm not doing, you might see me grinding on my man. That's it. I'm not doing none of that craziness. I'm not for it. I don't support it. I don't know. I think it's actually weird to sit there and go like this. Like, I don't know. It looks weird. I don't know.
She just looked like the meme.
The Bob Burger Joe. Yeah, that's when the girls just like sit there and twerk, that's how I kind of see it.
I'm not going to lie though. That's why I came out with the amateur twerking sucks tease, because
yes, unless you're
really
a professional.
It really looks horrible. Like, it's really annoying, and it became a crutch. Oh, it's a camera on. Oh, twerk, twerk, twerk. Like, you don't know what else to do because you're already insecure on camera.
Oh, my God.
So it just became an out, and it's like everybody did it, so it became an excuse to do it. And now we're 5 years later.
Sammy, you preaching. And now we're five or more years later begging our kids not to do it on TikTok. Now we're seeing little girls who's not even, who what, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 twerking on and thinking it's cute. And you're right. I'm glad you said that, because it is a crutch. I'm not even going to get into it, but I'll put it very lightly to say that it is a crutch. When people don't know what to say, when they, like, it drives me crazy when I just see it and it'll just go around, because as black women, we got to carry ourselves better than that. We're worth so much more than that. Like, we're the most precious thing on earth. Are you kidding me? We're black women. Why are we doing this?
And but, then, you know, whatever. You know. But, like, I warned people on Facebook years ago. I said, your kids are going to think that you have to take a picture of yourself to start the car. And then they're going to ask you for your keys. And they're going to keep the video on the whole time they're driving. Because now the phone is more important than safety. When you say put seatbelts on, we said, everybody smile. So
that's,
you know.
So true. That's so true. I never heard it put like that. That's very true, though.
Well, everything will be automated by time they driving, so maybe it won't matter. But it's crazy what we setting motherfuckers up for, man. It's really weird. It's really weird because we doing it in real time in their faces.
Yeah, that's why it's very important to get all your ducks in order. And like I said, try to be the best, because when you're trying to be the best person you can be, everything else falls in line. You don't have to worry so much about these things that may be, like, I don't know, temptations or in your face or whatever the case. You don't have to worry about them so much when you're focused on something such as being the better person, being a better person, or reaching a goal or something like that. You're so focused on that, you're able to alleviate a lot of the nonsense. Because I know I am. I stay so focused. There's so much drama. And I don't have, like, drama and, like, problems with people and beef. I don't, like, I don't get into all that. One, that's not in my personality. But two, I don't have time for it. Even if I was that type of person, I don't have time for it. Like, I always have something to do. So I feel like people minding their own business, literally, like, get yourself something to do and stick with that. You'll alleviate a lot of those issues. And with everyone doing the same sorts of things, minding their own business, the whole world becomes better. Low-key, slowly. Because everyone's doing better. And it's like paying it forward, but just with, like, kindness. Like, yeah, literally that.
All right, yeah. Well, I've enjoyed this, but
yes,
we've talked about a lot. So, in closing, tell the people all the brands and everything they have to look forward to and everywhere they should follow, because there's a list and only you can tell it.
Facts. So,
I'd be damned if I kept up with all that. I was drinking.
First and foremost, you can follow me on all socials. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Hi Pinkley, HIPINKKLEE. Mm-hmm. On TikTok and on Twitter, I'm Hi Pinkley, HIGHPINKKLEE.
See what you did there?
Yes. I have Words of Wisdom. You can catch it on the Instagram. You can catch it on YouTube. I have the Ranting Raving Pod, which is on the Stereotype Radio.
Which one
YouTube.
I'm coming on?
You're coming on Ranting Raving. Ranty Raven Podcast.
Okay, cool.
That's where we pretty much, we just talk about different topics, scenarios, debates, things of that nature.
I ain't even ask. I just say yes.
Yeah. Facts. He didn't. He was like, yeah. I was like, yes, yeah.
I mean, okay, yeah. You asked me. It was you. Yeah, I told you. Yeah. Ain't everybody kitchen.
Yeah. Facts. So shout out to, come on there. We got Pink Drinks, PINKKDRINKKS on Instagram. The order form is in the bio, but
I might
can
drink
DM.
Tequila that night. You know what I'm saying? And Pink Drink, just so we could.
Yes. Also.
Absolutely.
You want of pages to follow. So you're going to want to follow Stereotype Sound Sessions. You're going to want to follow Stereotype Radio. You're going to want to follow Code Green Media. Mm-hmm. And you're going to want to follow Philly Hotbox. The Philly Hotbox, hosted by Sippin' with Sammy,
hey!
This quarter, is actually going to be on 420. It is every, so it's a quarterly event. But, one time. And I'm so excited for you to host too, because I knew you're going to turn it up. Like, I already know it's going to be an enjoyable time. But the Hotbox series is literally that. It's so lit. You want to follow the page because we do it quarterly. So this quarter just happens to land on 420. Mm-hmm. But because they're quarterly, follow the page so that way you can stay tapped in. Get your tickets also, because I'm telling you, when they sell out, we're not going to add 10, 15 more tickets again like we did last. Y'all are just going, listen, get your tickets. That's all I'm going to say. The lineup is about to be pulled out. And when y'all see this lineup, y'all really going to want to buy y'all tickets. And they already getting low. So get
and
y'all
I'm acting
tickets.
Crazy.
Period.
I'm acting crazy.
He drinking Pink Drink. He going to be drinking the
I'm
yak,
acting
the beer,
crazy
everything.
At the Hot Box. We going to have so much fun, man. And every vendor got to give me something.
Yeah.
I ain't shouting out none of you. It's like, no.
I'm gonna do the 420 drinks for Hotbox too, y'all. And I don't know, I didn't do them last Hotbox, but I did them the time before that. And if you know, you know. Be like, yeah, I just woke up. Oh my God, I'm drunk. Crazy. Yeah. One
God
of them,
bless you.
Yeah, them 420 pink drinks is gonna be crazy. So make sure y'all tap in.
Take shots of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you actually could. So we got Stereotype. So we got Hi Pinkley, Pink Drinks, Stereotype Sound Session, Stereotype Radio, Code Green Media, and Philly Hotbox. You're gonna want to follow all those pages, you guys, because
that's
those are all the brand pages.
Handful.
Yeah, those are all the brand pages. But they also, everything has something to offer. So you're gonna be able to tap in as an artist, like I said, or an entertainer in general. There's nothing that we're not offering here. So definitely tap in, and you can, you know what I mean, see what we got to offer and, you know, level up.
And what's the official date on the album release?
The official date is a March 24th.
All right. Perfect. That's dope. So let's make some noise for you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I had a good time here. Got a little lit. I was trying to pace myself because I know how you be trying. You be getting people over here.
I don't get anyone.
No, you're hospitable. And
that's
so,
what it is.
And when you feel welcome somewhere, you just, oh, let me kick back and just, ooh, ooh, ooh. Next thing you know, you stumbling out of here. Not me. No, not I. I got things to do today.
She just threw somebody under the bus, but that was cute. That was cute.
I say no names. That was cute.
But no, man, you've been a pleasure.
Thank
from,
you.
From one potter to the next, and I can't wait to come on your platform and have some fun.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have so much.
That's all I'm in it for.
Ranting Raven, I'm telling you, this is a fun podcast because it's one of them things where we get into these conversations. And you're going to be like, where the hell did you even think about this? And I'd be like, it don't matter. Answer the question.
And let Boogie Mandela know he got to come through on one of these Mondays and do a live show so we can promote the Hot Box and all that and go over some current events and all of that for the live stream. Just let him know when you run into him. You know what I'm saying? Let
him know I said
he got to pull up. And you're welcome also.
Yeah, thanks.
But, you know, my boy got to come through.
Of course.
Come through.
I know he's gonna pull
so
up.
We can have some fun and we can we'll give details on who's going to be performing and all of that.
Yeah, that'd be a good rollout.
And make it part of that rollout. Get some clips of that. You know what I mean?
That sounds fun. I'm sitting here looking like, oh, I want us to put a sticker up, but I'm like, wow, I already did.
Yeah, I'm about to say your sticker right there.
I'm like, should I put another one?
I was literally about to get mad. Like, you ain't see your sticker?
Look, I will.
You better get another color. Anyway, see what Boogie did? Boogie switched the color.
Yeah, he switched his whole design.
They on the bottom right there.
Man. Oh, he put them side by side?
He put them up, Boogie.
That's what I said. He put them side by side.
I'm lucky I don't got 20 of them up there right now. I know I'm going to get a new one on a Monday, though.
This is showing all the love in Philadelphia, and I freaking love it.
Yeah, man. Mostly all them relationships are solid. But we out, man. Appreciate y'all for tapping in. Holla at my homegirl, Ann.
I'm still sipping.
If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping.
Guys,
please get
like
your fucking life together.
That was fun.
Fucking yuppie transplants.
They say, when you work with greats, you get great results. Malone, Marley the Great.
Something special, it's the way your body loves the sound. Hard to breathe, to think of focus when you move around. Sitting, sipping, thinking I'm about to risk it all. You're something special, you're something special.
Special reason why we here, otherwise wouldn't be here. Player vibes wouldn't be fair. Had to hang it up, release fears, Had my fun in the streets, ran it up on the road. I'll be going to December, but I'm hustling back home. Found something that I care for, that I want to be there for. Even when you at your lowest, you the one that I cheer for. Open doors, pull chairs for, in and out of airports. Put it all on the line, I'll do the time. Make sure my lady's straight. Trust me, baby, we great. Skip block, shun hate. They ain't never me fake. They catch it late, get used to it. My whole life, I've been through it. Where I draw the line is where they tend to it. Where they tend to it.
Something special, it's the way your body loves the sound. Hard to breathe, to think of focus when you move around. Sitting, sipping, thinking I'm about to risk it all. You're something special, you're something special. The sound. Hard to breathe, to think of focus when you move around. Sitting, sipping, thinking I'm about to risk it all. You're something special, you're something special.
Sip, trip, live, love. She the one I love. Fit tight as a glove. Cook dinner with love. Killing them in them hills. And she handled the wheel. Pray for me on stage. Homie, I got it made. Get your own. This ain't your place. You gon' have to lead us alone. Work too hard, I groomed her. And that was after I swooned her. Business trips, I've zoomed her. And them zooms, bruh.
Something special, it's the way your body loves the sound. Hard to breathe, to think of focus when you move around. Sitting, sipping, thinking I'm about to risk it all. You're something special, you're something special. Hard to breathe, to think of focus when you move around. Sitting, sipping, thinking I'm about to risk it all. You're something special, you're something special.